UIPL kicks off tomorrow, and I'm going to be breaking down all of the teams and giving my perspective on the ins and outs and who is going to make it all the way to the championship this IPL season. Let's go. So we're kicking off with KKR, and KKR are the most interesting of all the teams for me. They spent a buttload of money in the auction getting Cam Green, and I'm going to show you today why I think KKR are either the dumbest team in the IPL or the smartest team in the IPL. You're going to help me discover which one it is, because I cannot understand why they spent so much money for Cameron Green. They did, however, get a steal. They essentially stole Timmy Seifert and Finn Allen. They kind of went unsold. They just picked them off at their base price, and they got an absolute bargain. Let me break down some stats. Cam Green's total international T20i career, 29 games, 638 runs at an average of 29, and a strike rate of 151, okay? Now, his total T20 career, including internationals and domestic, including when he played for MI, 1,451 runs. He had a big back surgery during that time. He was out for a little bit, but he hasn't played that much T20 cricket over his career compared to his first class and his test matches. Finn Allen, over the past year, 12 months, the 2025-2026 season, he has scored 1,658 runs. That's more than Cam Green's total T20 career. Allen also averages 41 at 197. Timmy Seifert, even more. Take the 25 and 26 seasons. He scored 2,197 runs at an average of 34, striking at 148. Now, Cam Green, just this year in T20Is, 117 runs, averaging 19.5 at 123. He has to be the most out-of-form player across all the cricketing landscape. And for whatever reason, they think that he's the man to replace Russell for KKR. I just don't understand it. Now, they stole Allen and Seifert. They are the two best batters. They are the best batting partnership going around in all of cricket, period. They're the best. They did very, very well at the World Cup. They kind of proved that they are batting very, very well. And so now KKR in a situation where how are they going to fit all of their international bowlers into their lineup? Rana is out. He's injured. Done the knee. He's done. He's toast. And they've had to bring Masrabadi in because they had to replace him for the Bangladesh player that they let go earlier. That was the transfer. So Masrabadi has to bowl. He has to bowl. You need him in the bowling lineup. Then you have Narayan in here as the mystery spinner, who you'd arguably, he's one of the best going around, if not the best. You know, they have Chakravarti in there. They have two of the best spinners in the world in KKR's team. So now you're sitting at, okay, there's five international players here. Seifert, Allen, you got to have them as the opening two, you would think. Cam Green, they've spent millions of dollars on. They're going to have to put him in. Narayan is probably going to have to bowl. You'd want him in there unless they say, no, we're going to have Chakravarti instead. And then you need Masrabani in there. So I don't know what they're going to do, how they're going to rotate this. I would honestly just not play Cam Green and just say you bought him from everyone else and you stopped him from playing in another team. But even if he was, I would actually pay. There should be a situation where they like the MLB draft and stuff. I would actually pay for him to play for someone else. I'd rather play against him because Cam Green also is going to have to bowl. And Cam Green in T20s has only played 46 games and taken 30 wickets at an economy of 9, strike rate of 22. Like, I see him, he's going to get absolutely carded. They're going to have to rely on him if they do put him into the squad. He's going to have to bowl at least 2 overs. I mean, maybe even all 4 overs. I just see him going to get absolutely carded. That's my prediction. That's how I feel it is. I think KKR is going to have a hard time. They have, like I said, 2 of the best batters. They have 2 of the best spinners. Masrabani's coming off a really good World Cup with Zimbabwe. Can't wait to see what he can do in the IPL. But I don't know what they're going to do with Cam Green. I think it's going to be dead weight. And I don't know if they cut people in the IPL or their mid-season trades. But I don't know. I think Cam Green can find some situation mid-season where they don't even play him. I really see that happening. Moving on to CSK. CSK, big things happening pre-draft. They traded. They got Samson over there. They got rid of Curran and Jadeja. And they brought Samson in. And Samson, coming off the back of a beautiful World Cup run, he hadn't scored a 50 in 13 games and then scored three back-to-back 80s, essentially winning India the World Cup, the T20 World Cup. There's a couple of notes here. Dhoni, still playing for the Chennai Super Kings. He will play until he's dead. They have to wheelchair him out there. I think he's still going to keep playing. It's obviously a money thing. Like, they just so many people love and adore him. You know, he threw the bat around a little bit towards the end last season, but it's just good to have him out there. Everyone has a good smile when he's out there. They love seeing him out there. It's going to be interesting to see how he can go, if he can keep up with his fitness, because he has the gloves as well. Nathan Ellis, he is out for CSK, and he was replaced by Spencer Johnson, who had declared that he wouldn't play in the PSL, and then all of a sudden, Nathan Ellis pulls himself out with a hamstring, and then he's liking the posts from CSK saying that Ellis is out, and then next minute, he's getting a contract for CSK when he should have been playing for PSL. It's a common thing. It's happening. Mesut Bhatia, the same thing. Mesut Bhatia had signed in the PSL, left the PSL for a better deal to go to KKR. The deal for Spencer Johnson was a few thousand dollars less. He actually got a lesser deal going to CSK. But it's going to be for the internationals playing for CSK. Brevis will be in there. Overton, Ahmad and Akil Hussain, they're the top four-ish guys playing for CSK. Good mix in there for CSK, but interesting to see how they roll. If you looked at where they stood last time out, they were bottom of the ladder last year. So hopefully things go up for CSK this year. You know, we can hope things go up. RCB, the defending champions, RCB, they're going to be the kickoff game this IPL season. They have a solid squad. They have a really good squad. Things for me that look a bit iffy for them. First of all, Josh Hazlewood still having these fitness concerns. He has arrived. He's confirmed he's arrived in India, and he will be playing. Maybe not the first two or so three games, but he is there. It's been a long road for Hazlewood. He didn't play any of the Ashes for Australia. He didn't play any Big Bash. He hasn't played any World Cup. Saving himself, getting himself prepared for a big payday at RCB. Now, Phil Salt didn't have the best World Cup, but he's the opening bat there with Virat Kohli for RCB. Bethel, he is really on the up and up when it comes to cricketers around the world. Should have a really good season, likely to start for RCB. Tim David and Romario Shepherd, impact spot. They're going to take the impact spot, maybe the seventh spot. The IPL, you have to remember, they have that impact player. So you can bring someone in towards the back end if you need an extra batter, especially if you're batting second. It'll be interesting to see how they go with that. I'm sure they'll start with Shepherd on the sheet, using him for his bowling department. And then if they need Tim David for extra hitting, they could always use him as an impact player. Duffy in for RCB in the bowling department. They could go back-to-back. They could go back-to-back. RCB has a solid squad, and they could go all the way. MI, I think, are my picks this year to take it. They have a really solid lineup and an unchanged lineup, not a lot of injuries, and just down the order looks really good. You got Sharma and De Kock. De Kock has found a new sense of form. He had a really good MLC season. You ever think, he retired from international cricket. He had a really good MLC season, and then he's actually come back into the South African team, had a really good World Cup, and he's continuing to play for MI around. He also plays for MI in the South African League. Sky, obviously going to do amazing work for MI. Hardik Pandya, Rutherford, Santner, Bolt. Boomerang, Bolt. Bolt, poor New Zealand. I mean, New Zealand don't get Bolt. He retired from international T20s. They probably really needed him in the World Cup. He does such a great job for the MI franchise. He's so good here in the MI New York, playing here in the MLC. Down the list, I just think MI have probably the solidest lineup and probably the most likely to go be top of the table in the IPL. I love it. I love the MI. They're looking really good. Rajasthan Royals. They got the young fella, Suravanshi. He's going to be up there with Jay Swell. I mean, these two, you have to consider, don't play for the international T20 Indian side. Like, they are the second best opening partnership that India has, and they don't play in the international side. That's just how good Indian cricket is. Yeah, those two that are that good, and they would make, like, the India A squad. And they're the opening partnership for the Rajasthan Royals. I just love that. I think they're going to score a lot of runs, and then we're going to see some more hundreds from the young fella. Great to see. Shivran Hetmeyer. He just hits bombs. He hits bombs. He goes hard. He is very good. Had a very good World Cup. Had a great MLC back end of the season. I think he's going to do some really good work for Rajasthan Royals. They got Jadeja. Big trades. They got Jadeja. The Jadeja coming over. That Sampson trade. Interesting to see how that plays out. Such a good all-rounder spin. And with the bat. Jofra Archer, the fast man. He is there. I'm kind of out on Archer. I don't know. I'm kind of like on the fence on Archer, how I feel about Archer as like your number one fast bowler. I think there are many more others that I would take over Archer, but that's who they got. That's who they've got. Berger, also like Berger. He's very good. Some injury concerns. Sam Curran is out. Part of that deal with the Sampson deal was they took Curran. Sam Curran, who was very well, bowled very well during the World Cup. Very, very good. He also won the ILT with the Vipers. He's out. Groin injury. That's a big, big, big blow for the Rajasthan Royals. Would have loved to see Sam Curran in there. He was very good. Especially in the death bowling. Very, very good. And Adam Milne, also injury concern for him. He could be into the side as an extra fast bowler. A little bit of an injury concern. Didn't play during the World Cup. So we'll see how that plays out. But Rajasthan Royals, I probably have them top four. They're looking like a top four squad for me, Rajasthan Royals. The Titans had a really good 1-2-3 punch last year. They keep the same 1-2-3 punch. They have three openers essentially playing in the 1-2-3 spot. But Josh Butler has not been in form. He's been super, super out of form. And that he is holding up a keeping spot for the Titans. He is the number three. He is the keeper. And a situation where they have a couple extra, just like KKR, who is going to be the four internationals on the side? In the four position, you have Banton or Phillips. Banton, I'm kind of out on Banton. But you also have Rashid Khan, you have Rambada, and you have Jason Holder. So for me, if I was looking at my best four guys that I would want in the squad that were internationals, I would take Rashid Khan, I would take Rabada, I would also take Holder, and then I would also take Phillips. What do we do about Butler? Now, I think you could probably throw Phillips the gloves. He could probably keep. I don't know if there's anyone in the lineup that could keep, but it's probably going to be hard for them to drop Butler, considering that he is the keeper. And maybe they just kind of rotate Rabada and Holder. But you can't not pick Rashid Khan. And then what are they going to do about Banton? What are they going to do with the batting department? I feel like they stack that top three very well. They rely on that top three. And I don't know. I'm kind of out on Banton. So I don't know what they're going to do here. Let me guys know what four you would pick here for the Titans. It's obviously a good challenge. It's a good problem to have, having a one extra bowler, one extra batter. Nice to have. None of them could really, I don't see them reasoning as the impact players potentially either. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do here, the Titans. They had a good season in that 2025 season. They came in at third. Just a couple of losses at the end. Couldn't really get them over the line. But we'll see how they go. LSG, they got a new logo. the Super Giants. They have a new logo, and they have a really good stacked opening international front end order here. They got Mitch Marsh, you got Markram, and you have Nicholas Puran. Then you have Rashad Pant. That's your top four. Rashad Pant is captain. That is a really good top four. Mitchell Marsh has really found a new level in his career, really accelerating in the T20 format. His career has been up and down. There was times when they wanted to kick him out of the Australian cricket team, couldn't make it in the test team. But he's really owned this T20 format over the past 24 months or so, looking really good at the top of the order. Markram also really good form. He's averaging like 60 at 160. Had a really, really good World Cup. Obviously couldn't go all the way for South Africa, but him and Quinton de Kock batted very well. One of the best opening partnerships. If Mitch Marsh, Markram, and Nicholas Puran, one of the best internationals going around. Very good here domestically for the MLC, where he plays for MI New York. Such good work. He worked such well with Mitch Moss last year. Very good job for him. And I feel like that top four is almost the best four, you would say, in the league. You got Marsh, Markram, Puran, Pant. Like, that's a solid top four. They could be a dark horse here, LSG. Didn't have the best season last year, coming in at seventh. But this could be the year for them. I really like their batting. But just like Sunrisers Hyderabad, which you get to in a little bit, the batting needs to be filled out with the bowling. I don't know if the bowling department has the legs. No big international bowlers. They do have Hasaranga. Hasaranga is doubtful. He could be playing, could not be playing. Had a little bit of an injury during the World Cup. So we'll see if he plays. But no frontline fast bowlers for them. No big international fast bowlers. So we'll see. We'll see if they hold up, if they use their domestic players to hold it on with the fastball. The Kings. Ricky Ponting is their big leader there, their coach. They have a lot of Australians into this side. It's kind of like a little Australia A team over here, the Kings. What do we got? We got Cooper Connolly. We got Mitch Owen. We got Stoinis. We got Bartlett in here as some of the internationals, Australians in here for the Kings. I don't know. I'm out on Connolly being an all-rounder. I think he's very overrated. I'm not sure what the hype is about. Again, it's kind of like this prodigy situation like Cam Green. They're kind of farming him to be like the next best thing. I don't know. I'm out on it. I love Mitch Owen, though. I love Mitch Owen. And Mitch Owen, likely 11 here, likely 12 for the Kings. They have him in at 5. I like him opening. I don't know if they're going to do that for the Kings. I just like how he opens for the Hurricanes in the Big Bash. I would love to see him opening. I really feel like he is the one for me. I feel like he is the next Shane Watson, can open the batting, can open the bowling, or can bowl, you know. I really feel like I'm all in on Owens, and I'm loving seeing his growth here in the MLC. I want to see him do very well in the IPL. You got Marco Janssen, another big international, big fast bowler for the Kings, along with Xavier Bartlett, who is a very good all-rounder. He can bat and he can bowl. Got San Francisco Unicorns out of a jam against MI New York at the Coliseum in the MLC. Proved that he can do it with the bat. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on the Kings. Kings are not top of my list on like where they are going to be. They were top of the table last season. I don't think they're going to be top of the table this season. That's my little expectation, little forecast here. I don't know. I'm just out on them. I don't think they're going to be top of the table. I think there's four other people that could be above them. But we'll see. We'll see how they go. DC, the Delhi Capitals. Rahul, top of the order with Nsanka. Nsanka could be out. I don't know if Nsanka's out if he's injured or not. But they're very good. Very good opening pair. Stubbs in, international in from South Africa. Very good. David Miller in as an international. And they have Ngidi, also a South Africa counterpart, in there. Mitchell Starc, he is injured. Still, he may come in game 3, game 4. We'll see how he filters in. Ben Duckett, I don't know what Ben Duckett's doing. He said that he's not going to play IPL because he's going to stay and focus on international cricket. He's not even playing international cricket. He's not even playing in the T20 side for England. I don't know what he's doing. I would have preferred him being here. I would have preferred him playing in the England squad. I don't know what England's doing. I don't know what Ben Duckett's doing. Ben Duckett opted out just like Harry Brook opted out. Now he's got a ban. He's banned. He's now banned from the IPL. He can't play. I don't know what he's thinking. I would have liked to see him play. I haven't seen him bat for a while. I only saw him bat at the test matches, but he doesn't stay very long, even though his strike rate is over 200. But that's the DC, the Capitals. I don't know. I guess I'm also out on the Capitals, how they're going to go this year. If you looked into last year, they got fifth last year. I don't know. They're kind of bottom of the table for me. I don't know. I'm not big on the Delhi Capitals this year. Want to see how this team kind of meshes together. I do love Kyle Rule. He's one of my favorite players. I don't know if he has the batting department to really back him up this year. I don't know. If you look at some of the other batting lineups, like if you compare that to LSG, like it's just not the top four that you want. Like it's just not that great. But we'll see. Hey, see how they go. And then we come to Sunrisers Hyderabad. Sunrisers Hyderabad. This is arguably the best batting lineup. Very good batting. Travis Head, Abhishek Sharma, Ishan Kishan, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Henrik Claassen, your top five. Very good. It's be interesting to see how Henrik Claassen goes this season. Doesn't play international cricket anymore. Let's see if he can keep the bat, keep scoring the runs here in the IPL. Travis Head, obviously they get off to a flyer here. You love this top three. Get off to a flyer. Big bang, boom. Sunrisers Hyderabad had a problem last year. They started off the year with that big score, giant score, 270 on to start the season, then lost a whole bunch in a row. They don't have any big bowling department names. They have Livingston, they have Koss. I don't know if they're like your big impact bowlers, like you to rely on them to get the job done. I don't know. I don't know if they're the ones to get the job done for them. It's this thing they struggle in the... I think they're just struggling in the bowling department here. Sunrisers Hyderabad, but you would expect them to score a lot of runs, a lot of 200-plus runs, 230-plus runs. If they can get those big scores consistently, then hopefully they can restrict in the bowling department and get some wins. I think I've seen Hyderabad come middle of the pack. They finished sixth last year. I think they're probably in that 5-6 position. As well. So as we look at it now, I would say if we had to pick who was going to go where and where, how that ends at the end, I have MI being at the top of the heap. I have MI, RCB, Titans, LSG. I think they're like up in my top four. Maybe the Royals up there, top four, top five. KKR, I'm hopeful for KKR, but I just think with the Cam Green thing, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, and it's just going to be really bad. I think looking at the bottom of the order, I think Capitals, I'm thinking, I don't know, now I have, who do I put down the bottom now? The Capitals, Kings, I don't think Kings have a good year. I don't think they have a good year. But that's kind of my like overall take on this. The fixtures start Saturday. Royal, the RCB taking on Hyderabad. And then we have Mumbai Indians taking on the Knight Riders. Rajasthan Royals taking on the Kings. You know, can RCB and Virat Kohli go back to back? You would love to see that. All the stars aligned last season for Virat Kohli. Love to see them go back to back. It would be great to see that. But I think Mumbai Indians have the best chance to chase it down and get the win. I'm going to be following the IPL this season. We're going to be covering it, you know, here at That's Cricket. So I'm excited for it, team. Any comments, leave them below. Love to hear your thoughts on who's going to win the IPL this 2016 season. And that's Cricket.